The Michael Berry Show.
Let's take just a moment to talk about the biggest issue. And that is the President of the United States and trade secrets, national security secrets, classified documents. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, was on Fox News, and he was talking about the documents that have been discovered in Joe Biden's home. Now, before I get to, let me read you what he said. Nothing that Joe Biden's done with respect to mishandling these classified documents is normal. Take into consideration that he's also being investigated for influence peddling with our adversaries around the world. And it's even more concerning. Look, more information comes out every day where his son, especially, as well as his two brothers, have had shady business dealings with our adversaries around the world. And part of what they would do when they would make a pitch to these shady characters in these foreign countries is prove to them that they actually had direct access to their brother and that they had direct access to people at the highest levels of our federal government. So when we learned that Joe Biden had classified documents from all over the place and that Hunter Biden especially lived in his house where he had those classified documents, we became extra concerned. And that's why this is it. This investigation is of the utmost importance for the United States Congress, as well as the American people. Let me ask you this. What more could Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have done wrong? Let's review. Joe Biden, in his 50 years in the Senate, the lying that drove him out of the presidential campaign, the unaccounted for money that all of these properties, all this wealth he has accumulated, and the only job he's ever had supposedly is a United States senator, nothing else disclosed. Then we've got his son, who leaves his laptop at a computer store, and he's so zonked out of his mind he can't remember to go back and pick it up and pay for it. So that eventually that gets turned over to the FBI. The FBI begins quizzing the guy who turned it over and not Hunter Biden. The information about the contents of that computer, that laptop, are denied, where over 50 intelligence community officials come out of the shadow to sign a document and say there's nothing on that laptop. This is all coming from the Russians, which now everyone agrees was a lie. The laptop was legit. We also know that one in six people who voted Democrat said if they had known about that laptop and what was on it, they would have changed their vote and voted for Trump. So it mattered. There were lies, there were cover-ups, and it mattered. We know that the FBI was met with that Facebook was met with by the Department of Justice, the FBI, other intelligence officials, to keep them from covering this issue. We know in the Twitter files, since Elon bought Twitter and it's been revealed, that this was being hidden because voters must not know about Hunter's laptop. We know that Hunter had a huge source of income from Burisma, a Ukrainian oil company. We know from Joe Biden's own mouth that he went there with billions of dollars in aid and said, you don't get this aid. I'm getting on the plane with the money with me unless you fire the attorney general who's investigating my son and Burisma, the Ukrainian oil company. And we know that the guy was fired and Biden left the money. He bragged about that. We know that in the laptop, it is not even disputed that there are references to Hunter Biden getting paid by the Chinese Communist Party, and there are references to his business partners about the 10% we have to give to the big guy. We know that Tony Bobulinski, who was part of their business circle, said that the big guy was Joe Biden. We have another business partner who says it was Joe Biden. We know that business partners of theirs, Chinese Communist party officials who were doing business with them, who were paying them, were getting meetings in the White House. All of these things are beyond dispute. There's so many other details we haven't even gotten to. We know all of this happened, and now we know that there were classified documents that were removed, and his own lawyers were allowed to go through and retrieve them. In the case of Donald Trump, they raided Mar-a-Lago. His lawyers didn't get a chance to go through them. They raided Mar-a-Lago. In fact, Christina Bob, the woman who was a witness on scene, she's now an attorney for Trump, was there on scene as a witness to see what was going on and try to get them to stop. Remember, the president, former president, was away from Mar-a-Lago when they did this. They did not afford him that opportunity. We'll talk to her about her new book and that raid later in the show. But with Joe Biden and these documents, we now have a pretty good idea why these documents are being moved from location to location. They are very valuable to the people who buy Hunter Biden's fingerprints.
The Michael Berry Show.
The place where woke goes to die.